कृपासिन्धु वैवच्छ पतितानं पावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to Arupanuga Guru Varga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, in this month of Magh, we know this is a very auspicious time when the sun is on his northward journey. And as explained in Shastra, this is very auspicious time for jivas, like to leave even this world. Just leaving on this world, even if you're not doing sadhana, it said like some assurance of perfection is for them. So very auspicious. And therefore we see great Mahajans, they're leaving in this month. Bhishmadev himself, he waited. He already was dying in Kurukshetra, but he waited. So this Ashtami, he left, Bhishma's Ashtami. Then after that, yesterday, Madhvacharya was his disappearance. And today, disappearance of Ramanuja Acharya. So this, in calendar, this is, we are observing in our calendar all these dates because very important that at least once a year then we can appreciate the contribution of all these acharyas. Sometimes some devotees will say like, oh, we're ananya, we're one-pointed to our sampradaya, why we celebrate other sampradayas? So like today Ramanuja, then they would consider they're from a different sampradaya, no need to celebrate. But our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was given actually this order by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He knew that he's a very good astrologer. So he gave this order that, oh, you put all these dates. And he included this date especially. And we can see Prabhupada, he has so many teachings and giving example in Ramanuja Acharya. So briefly today we try to remember these things and appreciate the sampradaya. So first, before even touching Ramanuja Acharya, then just briefly we try to glorify Sri Madhva Acharya because he is our original sampradaya guru, prominent in this Kali Yuga. Now we have to understand, sampradaya is eternal. Just like Krishna, the absolute truth is eternal. He's so merciful. And so that is his mercy that somehow or other, like in many ways, he's trying to connect the jivas back to really their original, like dharma, that is in loving service to him. So sampradaya is like a school. So schools are there, like in this world there are schools, and the schools are there to teach us. So in this world, there are four bona fide sampradayas, and they're eternal. When at the time of creation, then they're manifest. At the time of dissolution, then they become unmanifest. The next time, then again manifest. So according to their origin, then the sampradaya is known. Like the sampradaya from Lord Brahma, then that's called the Brahma sampradaya. There's a sampradaya coming from Lakshmi, this is called the Sri sampradaya. Then the sampradaya coming from Rudra or Mahadev, that is Rudra Sampradaya. Then there's one Sampradaya coming from the four Kumaras, sons of Brahma. The four Kumaras, this is called the Chatusan Sampradaya. And so, in the course of time, and especially in this Kali Yuga, where in Kali Yuga it's necessary to have books because instructions no longer possible just by oral tradition. So in Kali Yuga, like scriptures are written and like commentaries are written, And so then there's like prominent acharyas of each sampradaya. So in the Brahma Sampradaya, we know prominent acharya is Madhvacharya. Like, then in the Sri Sampradaya, Lakshmi Sampradaya, then there's Ramanuja Acharya. In Rudra Sampradaya, then the prominent acharya that like expanded their sampradaya in this Kali Yuga is Vishnu Swami. Vishnu Swami. Then in the Chatusam, the four Kumaras Sampradaya, then there's Nimbaditya. Each of them also, they're all Vaishnavas and they're all devotees of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, but they have their specific Ishtadev. So in Brahma Sampradaya of Madhva, the Ishtadev is Krishna. Especially he has this deity of like Gopal holding a stick. And there's a rope, so like Damodar. Then in the Sri Sampradaya, their Ishtadev is Lakshmi Narayan. Later on, then there's a branch, also they're worshipping Sita, Ram. Then in the Rudra Sampradaya, then their Ishtadev is Nrisingadev, in Vishnu Swami's line, Nrisingadev. Later on, also by influence of Mahaprabhu, then they're worshipping Bal Gopal. So there's the Pushti Marg. Then after that, there's the Nimbaditya Sampradaya, or this Chatusan Sampradaya, this Rukmini Dwarkadish, and also later on, like Radha Krishna. So like this. And they have also their specific way of teaching. And so this is called their... their particular like field of teachings, like in Sri Sampradaya, then it's called Vishishta Advaita. Their teachings mostly to counter or to combat the teachings of Mayavad, which is very inauspicious. So this Mayavad teaching, telling that, in essence, is telling that we are all Brahma. There's really no supreme person or the Supreme Person is impersonal, like this. And so they're combating that, and there are ways of how to combat that. So like in Sri Sampradaya, then they're telling Vishishta Advaita. Okay, there's oneness, but there is specialities. Like jivas are like vibhutis or like descriptions of special, like a special... characteristics of this of Brahma, like this. There is the Sampradaya of Vishnu Swami is called Shuddha Advaita, purified monism. Mm-hmm. So and this the Chatusan Sampradaya that's dualism and monism, like both. Mm-hmm. In a way, they're almost like the same because they're accepting because it is not fault. It is not wrong to say that God is impersonal because there is an impersonal feature of God, but that is not really the main characteristic of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the original person, and that impersonal characteristic is only one like aspect of him, which is actually just like a halo, like a just one of his like impersonal like manifestation. Of the four, we know the strongest is Madhva, and in his philosophy, there's he's not even using the word Advaita, only Dvaita, like this. So Mahaprabhu, when he chose where to appear, then he appeared in the line of Madhvacharya. So he said that Mahaprabhu he reconciled all the four sampradayas. Actually, we have to appreciate this, that our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written in his Navadvipa Mahatmya that all these sampradaya acharyas of each of the sampradaya acharyas in Kali Yuga, before Kali Yuga came, no, actually they appeared in Kali Yuga. So he said, before they had darshan of Mahaprabhu, They actually, all of them, they have come to, before the appearance of Mahaprabhu, they have come to Navadvip. And Mahaprabhu gave them darshan. So Madhva, he came to Navadvip and he had darshan of Mahaprabhu. Same with Ramanuja. Also, Vishnu Swami, he also came. And also Nimbaditya, they also came to Navadvip before Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu gave them darshan. And they actually worshiped Mahaprabhu. And they even expressed that, oh, then we will preach your glories. And Mahaprabhu actually went, no, it will come naturally. Now you continue your teachings according to your own, like the Sampradaya line. So we can understand they're actually all devotees of Mahaprabhu. Although they don't, like many of their Sampradaya members, they don't know this, but we know. So they're all, they have worshipped Mahaprabhu. They're all devotees of Mahaprabhu. And it also, in Mahaprabhu's actual appearance, then they were also there. Like Sri Ramanuja Acharya, then he came as one Brahmin named Ananta. And during Mahaprabhu's marriage, he said that, oh, he chanted kirtan so much. At that time, he disappeared. Madhvacharya, his devotees revealed, because he is none different from Vayudev. He appeared in Treta Yuga as Hanuman, in Dwapara Yuga as Bhim, and now in Mahaprabhu Lila, he is Murari Gupta. Then, in Vishnu Swami, so Vishnu Swami came as Vallabha Acharya. And we know Vallabha Acharya is very famous now also. He has a Sampradaya, the Pushti Mark. Then there's, in the Chatusan Sampradaya, Nimbaditya, he appeared as Keshav Kashmiri. He was defeated by Mahaprabhu in one debate. But this for the glorification of Mahaprabhu. So they were all there. In Mahaprabhu Lila, they're all there and assisting Mahaprabhu. So here, Madhvacharya, he has been chosen by Mahaprabhu to appear in his Sampradaya. But Mahaprabhu, it is said that he took from all the Sampradayas and reconciled all. In a way, he upgraded all the system of the Sampradayas. Now, some devotees in the Gaudiya line, they would say that Mahaprabhu made the fifth Sampradaya. And this is very important that we understand, because even the time after Prabhupada left, then many, like some of, like even very prominent disciples, so-called very learned, like Ananta Vasudev and Sundarananda Vijayavinod, that time they were considered like authority as far as like, oh, Prabhupada's teachings. They themselves were teaching like this, that, oh, Mahaprabhu, he made the fifth Sampradaya. But we have to understand, Param Gurudev nicely refuted all their arguments, and that we have to understand properly. That Mahaprabhu, the original personality, Bhagavan, that is not his function. Also, in Shastra, it is said there's only four Sampradayas. Why we like contradict that? So Mahaprabhu, he did not come to make his own Sampradaya. He actually just come and reconciled all the teachings of the Sampradaya and upgraded them like this. So, but Mahaprabhu, he appeared in the Sampradaya of Madhva Acharya. With Madhva Acharya, he's like, he's like foremost victorious as far as refuting the Mayavad teachings. And in his Sampradaya, his Ishtadev is Krishna in Braj. The others are Lakshmi Narayan, Nishinga, and Dwarkadish Krishna, but Krishna in Braj. And so Mahaprabhu appeared. Now, today, Ramanuja Acharya's disappearance. Yesterday, the disappearance of Madhva. We have heard that how he disappeared. He was reading from Chaitya Upanishad. Then he said, oh, showers of flowers, demigods were offering. And then finally, like covering his whole body. And then they could not hear anymore what he's saying. When they removed the flowers, then he disappeared. Like this. And Fortune by mercy of Vaishnavas, we have been to Udupi, the place of Madhvacharya. We have seen this deity of Krishna. And also that place where all the samadhis of his followers, it said like nine generations of acharyas after Madhva. Like they took samadhi in that place because that is the place of, that's a, the appearance place of Hanuman. And he himself is said like, oh, I am always here because that's a place of Hanuman. But, you know, when his devotee, when his disciples, like feeling so much separation of him because of his disappearance, he told them, I have not disappeared. I'm still with Vyasadev in Badrinath. And after now, he said that he's still there. So, today also disappearance of Ramanuja, we know that in, especially for us, we are promoting and we are showing the glories of the Brijbasis, especially the gopis, how their love is the highest. But one thing that we have to appreciate, and Prabhupada always like making us understand, that the foundation of all these things is Dasya. The foundation of, like, if you understand, in all these rasas, Dasya rasa is like the foundation. Everybody is serving Dasya. You know, when we say Sakya rasa, Dasya is there, but in the mood of like a friend. A friend is serving his friend. In Vatsalya, Dasya is also there, but in the mood that they are in friendship, they're like equal. In Vatsalya, they are like someone protecting. And so like, oh, he will chastise. Or like, he's like, if I won't take care of him, he may die. Like this, Vatsalya. So he's serving, like the parents. And in Madhurya, the same way. The beloved and the lover, their love is so high, they're serving each other. So Dasya is the foundation. And so, very important to learn all these things. The disciple learned this from Guru. So our Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's getting so much teachings from Ramanuja Acharya. And especially on this day, then this is the time all these things are being remembered. When Srila Gurudev was with us, we remember like in Mathura, then many days, especially on the appearance of Ramanuja, which is in Chaitra month. Just before Ram Navami, then he appeared. And so from that time to Ram Navami, then all these teachings of Ramanuja, Gurudev would explain like this. So Prabhupada, he would tell all these teachings on how to serve, how devotees nicely serve. Because Mahaprabhu, he said that, you know, two things he take from each sampradaya. With Ramanuja's sampradaya, he took these teachings of Ananya Bhakti, one-pointed bhakti, no mixture with jnana and karma. And also then this principle of like dasya, serving. So he's showing like in Ramanuja how like so many ways, so many examples, like service, it's always like service. Then also this principle of sannyas. Prabhupada, he established Tridandi Sannyas. So like in Gaudiya Sampradaya, then they may say like, where is this? You know, like, this is something you create only. Like sometimes we see many of these so-called pandits, they would criticize Prabhupada. What is this thing that you're giving all these Brahmin threads even to like Sudras? Like this. And so this is not something new. In the time of Ramanuja Acharya, he was doing this himself. And look, even this Yadav Prakash, who was like the Mayavadi teacher of Ramanuja, later on he became disciple of Ramanuja Acharya. He was the one who wrote all these duties and rules on sannyas that now we are trying to observe. Now, even this principle of Bhagavad Guru Parampara, some may say like, oh, this is a new thing that Prabhupada like taught. But we see this in life of Madhvacharya. Between Madhvacharya and Vyasadeva, that's a very long time. But if you look in our sampradaya, there's Vyasadeva and Madhva. Why? Because these are all, we're talking about, when we say Bhagavad Guru Parampara, we're talking about Sadgurus. And they're eternally, all the time there. So even Madhva, he had direct contact with Vyasadeva. Now, what about Ramanuja? If you look in the Sampradaya, it's always, before Ramanuja Acharya, there's Yamuna Acharya. But look, Ramanuja Acharya is not even a Diksha disciple. Like really, he didn't receive Diksha mantra from Yamuna Acharya. So this actually shows that when you talk about Sampradaya, we're talking about the pure conception of that Sampradaya coming down to the next generation. So like the Diksha, when you say Diksha, some idea of people, when you say Diksha, that means Guru giving Diksha mantra to the disciple. But that is just one aspect. And actually, it's an external aspect. Anyone can just do that also. Anyone can, okay, I give you this mantra and like that. But as far as completion of this Sampradaya, or completion of the Diksha, that comes with Shiksha. Diksha, we already know, Jiva Goswami explained. Diksha meaning Divya Gyan is coming. Divya Gyan meaning actual Sambandha Gyan, relationship is there. And Ksha, meaning the killing, like removal of what? All anartha's sinful reactions. When these two things are there, then really that's Diksha. Perfection of Diksha is, or the completion of Diksha is by Shiksha. So not when we say Parampara, this is not Diksha, not just Diksha Parampara. Diksha is important, but the pure conception must be there. So when we say Bhagavad Guru Parampara, then we see, where is this line, the pure conception is flowing? So in the example of Ramanuja Acharya, after Ramanuja Acharya, who was the next Acharya who really expanded this Sampradaya? It was Ramanuja Acharya. But he actually did not receive Diksha directly from Yamuna Acharya. Yamuna Acharya, he ordered his disciple, you should train Ramanuja, because he already knows Ramanuja is there. He said, you should train Ramanuja Acharya. He has five main main disciples. So Mahapurna, he was the one considered like the Diksha Guru of Ramanuja Acharya. And also his Shiksha Guru. There's Goshtipurna, who was the Mantra Diksha, Mantra Guru. It was from him he heard this Om Namo Bhagavate, Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha, like this. And when he gave that mantra, then he also ran immediately on the top of Nrisimha temple and telling everyone, oh, he's chant Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Then there's Maladhar, who trained him in all the Divya Prabandha, the teachings of the Alvars, which actually he himself, that disciple of Yamunacharya, he said, actually, I don't need to teach him because he already know the example, all explanation. But Ramanuja, before he took this post as Acharya, he went through all and served all these disciples of Yamunacharya. Then there is Goshtipurna, Kanchipurna, who was like his Shiksha Guru. Actually, he was living with him and serving him. So, here, then we see this example of how the parampara goes by service and learning the true conception. And there's these prominent acharyas that continue to expand this sampradaya. Then they're the Bhagavad Gurus. And these Bhagavad Gurus, their teachings, even if they disappear, they leave, they continue to teach. And anyone connected with them, they will be connecting everyone to that Sampradaya. So up to now, we see Ramanuja is still teaching through his writings. He has written, and like Madhvacharya, they have written all commentaries on the main books, Gita, Mahabharata, especially the Brahma Sutra. So today, we are remembering these great personalities, and there's so many teachings, fine teachings that this we have to receive from the Vaishnavas who are themselves examples of these teachings. Vancha kalpataru visya kipa sindhu vevacha patita nam bhavani vivaish.
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रजरस्वसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वंदे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। So first of all, I offer my dandavat pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nittalila Parishta, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and at large Srimad Bhaktivedanta Sri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and to our entire Rupanand Gaudiya Guru Varga, to Sri Madhavacharya and Sri Ramanujacharya, whose disappearance day we followed yesterday and we're following today respectively. So we see that these two acharyas, they appeared in South India. So South India is considered to be the birthplace of Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi, she was born in South India and then she grew up in Maharashtra. And then for some reason she became very old in Gujarat. I think the Gujarat is a very sinful, therefore she became very old there. And then when she came to Vrindavan, she became very young again. But Gyan, Vairagya, her two sons, they remained old in Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan there is no need for Gyan and Vairagya. So therefore there is that history we hear that Narad Rishi, he went and he asked his elder brothers, the four Kumaras, saying, how can the two sons of Bhakti Devi be delivered? He said, speak the Bhagavatam to them. If you speak the Bhagavatam, then they'll become young again. So they say, even Mahaprabhu also, he performed his Sankirtan pastimes in Navdeep and in some places of Gaudamandal. And for 18 years, he stayed in the Gambira, where he would only give darshan during the Rath Yatra and sometimes after Mangalarti in the Jagannath temple. But we say for 6 years, Mahaprabhu was in South India. See, Mahaprabhu, he went everywhere, all over South India. He Chaitanya Charitam Madhyalila, you can see so many places he went to. Srishailam, Dharmasthalam, Tirumala, Srirangam, and this Kanyakumari, Kumbakonam, Tiruvananthapuram, so many places he went. So therefore he performed his leela of preaching there in South India. So we see that Mahaprabhu especially had some liking for this place. So we see in that place, Madhvacharya and Ramanucharya, both of them, they appeared. So we hear that Madhvacharya, he appeared in this Pajuka Kshetra, and nearby is Udupi. What is the meaning of Udupi? Udupi means the place where the moon stood still. The moon, on seeing the beauty of Krishna, it stayed in one place. It did not move from anywhere. Therefore, that place is called Udupi. Many years before, I think some 6-7 years before, the Vaishnavas also, they spoke from that book, this Char Vaishnava Acharya, Arunke Darshan. From that book, many days they gave classes. I think it continued for maybe a year and a half, I think. From that book, so many classes from that book, all the different histories. Especially that book was a compilation of all of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's articles and discourses from the Gaudiya and the Harmonist, which are all compiled in one place by Jyoti Maharaj. And then Gurudev, he asked Jyoti Maharaj if he could translate this book into Hindi from Bengali, and that book was translated into Hindi. So a very nice book wherein so many different teachings of all our acharyas are given. So you see, in Madhvacharya's regard also, we just hear now that how our sampradaya belongs to his line, this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya. So we were just hearing that some disciples of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, and they were saying that this is the fifth sampradaya. Mahaprabhu does not belong to any of the four sampradayas. He is the fifth sampradaya. This was raised even during Gurudev's time also, like by Shyamalal Hakim. He has written many books in Hindi. He was also saying, initially they also believed, Sundarananda Vidyavinoda Prabhu also, he wrote one book called Acharya Sri Madhva, where he said this was part of the Madhva Sampradaya. But then for some reason they just rejected everything. Whatever they had written, they rejected. Like Radha Govindanath Prabhu also, he had written a very nice commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita at first. But then he rejected whatever he had written and he said this is not true, and then he wrote another commentary on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Param Gurudev, they asked Param Gurudev this question, that should we read what they have written, Sundarananda Prabhu and Ananta Vasudev Prabhu. Because you see, this Bhakti Bhakti Siddhanta Chayashri, this biography of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, is actually written by Sundarananda Prabhu, if you see. He's compiled everything. So this biography of Prabhupada. Actually, the biography, everything was thrown away into the Ganga, and only few pages, few parts were somehow salvaged. So then they asked Paramahansa this question, can we read? He said, yes, you can read. You can only read what he has written when he was with Srila Prabhupada. But after that, don't read. Don't dare touch also, or else it will poison you, he said. So certain parts we can read. So therein, Gurudev, they asked many different objections to Gurudev. First objection was that Mahaprabhu identified himself as an Advaitwadi sannyasi. He never identified himself as a Gaudiya Vaishnava sannyasi, because he took sannyas from Kesho Bharati, who was an Advaitwadi. So this was the first argument. And Gurudev said, ultimately, who was Mahaprabhu's guru? It was Ishwar Puripad. What has Mahaprabhu said? Gayatra Safalamar Jatokshanam Dekile Charanatomar. And he said he accepted Ishwar Puri as a spiritual master. Before he was Nimai Pandit, and then he became Bhavuk Nimai. This was by whose grace? By Ishwar Puri's grace. Therefore, Ishwar Puri is the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu. And even if Mahaprabhu is considered to be an Advaitwad sannyasi, then so is Madhvacharya, because he took sannyas from Achyut Preksha, who was also so-called Mayavadi. So that Achyut Preksha, why was he in this Mayavad line? Because it is said that all his books and temples were destroyed by the Mayavadis. So therefore he was only pretending that he was a Mayavadi, but actually he was a Vaishnav. Kesha Bharati is also a Vaishnav. So this way, if Mahaprabhu is, Madhvacharya is a Mayavadi, then Mahaprabhu is also a Mayavadi. If Madhvacharya is an Ek Dandi Sannyasi, then Mahaprabhu is also an Ek Dandi Sannyasi. So why are they not in the same line? So they are in the same line, even if you look from that perspective. And then they said, Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he forcibly, by force, he put this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, because he was so much influenced by this Madhva's line. So this is actually Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu's work. And Gurudev said, actually, if you say Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu has glorified Rupa and Sanatan Goswami more than even Jiva Goswami also. Jiva Goswami is considered to be the topmost Rupanuga. But he said Baldev Vidyabhushan has glorified them more than even Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami has said that Rupa and Sanatan Goswami are Tattva Gyapakau. But Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, he said they are Tattva Vid Uttamau. They are actually the best among those who know this Tattva. What was this Tattva? In the Bhagavatam, everywhere this Tattva is mentioned. This Vadanti Tattva Vidasya Gyanamadvayam Brahmeti Paramatveti Bhagavan Dishabdati. Everywhere Tattva Tattva, Tattva Sandarbha. And then they said Jiva Goswami, he said Mahaprabhu is Swasampradaya Sahasra Adi Daiva. Means Mahaprabhu is the founder of thousands of sampradayas. So then again Gurudev said, this is not true, because God never creates his own sampradaya. He is always in the sampradaya of his bhaktas. See Ramchandra, he accepted a guru, Krishna accepted a guru. There is only the Sri Vaishnav, the Sri Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, and the Nimbaditya, this Chatushan Sampradaya. There's all, Bhagavan himself is in one of these four sampradayas. Mahaprabhu never created his own sampradaya. And then they said, oh, Mahaprabhu, he's debating with the Tattavadis in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned. So how is he in their sampradaya? Mahaprabhu was not debating with them. Whatever karma mishra bhakti, gyan mishra bhakti had crept in, Mahaprabhu was only refining that. He was only showing them what is Swarup Siddha Bhakti, not follow Sangha Siddha or Arup Siddha Bhakti, or this Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti, this Gyan Bhuta Bhakti, all these things. Mahaprabhu was only refining their teachings, because Madhvacharya's teachings were always pure. And they said, oh, Madhvacharya has said only a Brahmin can be a devotee, and among all the devotees, the Devas are superior, the demigods, that Brahma merges into Vishnu, Lakshmi is an ordinary Jiva. So Gurudev said, what Madhvacharya, what he has said is actually true. Only a Brahmin can be a devotee. Why? Because Brahmin means who? One who has realized Parabrahma in his heart, not one who is born according to this seminal line, this lineage. So therefore the devotees are Brahmins. And then the Devas, they are the topmost among devotees, the demigods. Actually, who are the Devas? The Brahmins are Bhusuras. They are the Devas present in the material world. Who are the Brahmins? The Vaishnavas, the devotees. So actually the devotees are the Devas. So how is he wrong? And Brahma merges into Vishnu, they say. And yes, Brahma merges into him when? During Mahapralay. He enters in his Sukshma Shari, and then when creation takes place again, he appears. And Lakshmi is a Jiva. I said, yes, Lakshmi is also a Jiva in some cases. Why? Because this Chanchal Lakshmi, who came from this churning of the milk ocean, she is also in one way Jiv Tattva. So they cut all their arguments. And then the other argument they raised was that the Sadhya Sadhan Tattva is different. So then Rudra says Sadhya Sadhan Tattva is also the same. Why is the Sadhya Sadhan Tattva? Why is that difference between sampradayas? Because their Upasya Tattva is different. They worship Lakshmi Narayan, they worship Radha Krishna and Golok, some worship Bal Gopal. But that But we see who worships Bal Gopal, those in Madhvacharya's line. And Mahaprabhu, why did he accept this line? Because Bal Gopal is worshipped. Therefore, there is no difference between sadhya and sadhana. Ultimately, bhakti is the sadhana to achieve what? The sadhya, which is Krishna Prem. There is no difference between them. And they have accepted mukti as the sadhya. What is mukti? Mukti means to be sarupena vyavasthiti, means to be absorbed in one's sarup and to render services accordingly. This is mukti. There is no difference between them. And they said, oh, Vadavendra, he is Puri, Ishwar is Puri, but Lakshmipati is Tirtha. So he is Tirtha, they are Puri. How is this possible? And Gurudev said that was because Madhavendra Puripad, he accepted sannyas from one devotee called Vishnu Puri, who was also so-called Mayavadi, but he was also a Vaishnav. But that does not mean that they are completely from, that they belong to the Advaitwadi Sampradaya. Because Madhavendra Puri is the sprout of this creeper of Prem. He has uttered such nice slogans. So where does all these bhavs come from? He's a Mayavadi. And they said, oh, Madhvacharya is a Bedavadi. Mahaprabhu follows Achinta Beda Ved. So then he said, how can this be a problem? Actually, Achinta Beda Ved, even if you see, even in Ved and Abed, actually difference is stressed more than even non-difference. Ved is stressed more than even Abed. Non-difference. Actually, they're in one line, Madhvacharya and Mahaprabhu. Even if you see among the Mayavadis also, they have so many different philosophies. There is Kevala Dvaitavad, Prachannavad, Bimba Pratibimbavad, and then Achannavad means the covering, and then so many different philosophies. But ultimately, they all accept themselves as the followers of Shankaracharya. So why will the Gaudiya Vaishnavas not accept themselves being the line of Madhvacharya? Therefore, all these arguments were cut across. Therefore, we see that even in this Prabhupada's mat in Chatak Parvat, if you climb the hill, if you see Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, there you can see the deity of Madhvacharya and Vyasadev. You can see there are two deities there. This was established by Audlovi Maharaj. Because previously, Gaudiya mission, they rejected. But now even they accepted also. That yes, this is the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Therefore, we should pride ourselves that we belong to this line of Madhvacharyas. A very beautiful line. But I have a question in this regard. Recently, like some 3-4 years back, our Shripad Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj, he was here on this day, on the disappearance of Madhvacharya. And he said something which was very difficult to reconcile. Tirtha Maharaj, he was saying something like, Madhvacharya, he was actually worshipping in Aishwarya Marg, but to worship in Madhurya Marg, Madhvacharya took birth as Mirabai, he said. Tirtha Maharaj said this, you know, he said, Madhvacharya took birth as Mirabai to worship in that form. It was very difficult to reconcile, but I don't know like how. Because he said that way Madhvacharya can also worship in Madhurya Bhav with Krishna. So anyhow, that was also Madhvacharya's Tirubhav Tithi yesterday. And also, today is the Tiruvavati of Ramanujacharya. So, I'll end with this very quickly. So, in regard to Ramanujacharya, we know so much about his life. But it's good to know about his worshipable deity, Varadaraja Swami. And his Siksha Guru, who is the Siksha Guru? Kanchipurna, like we just heard sometime before, previously. So, we say Varadaraja Swami, actually, how did he manifest? It is said Brahma, he wanted to have darshan of Varadaraja Swami. So, he performed so many austerities. And then Vishnu appeared to him first in the form of a pond, Pushkarini. Therefore, if you go to all the temples of South India, there are these ponds, Pushkarinis. Because it is said, this pond is supposed to be a manifestation of Vishnu. And then he again performed austerities. And then Vishnu appeared to him in the form of a forest, which is Naimisharanya. And then again he wanted to perform austerities. Vishnu said, you can only attain me if you perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. So he said, how can I perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas? Then he said, go to Kanchipuram. If you perform even one Ashwamedha Yajna there, you'll get the fruit of performing millions of Ashwamedha Yajnas. So then Varadaraja Swami, he manifested from that Vigraha. And therefore, if you say Varadaraja Swami, it is said the deity has many pink spots on his face. Because he manifested from that yajna, he's always feeling so hot. Therefore, they're always fanning him. Therefore, the Mool Vigraha of Varadaraja Swami is actually within the pond. And every 40 years, he gives darshan. It is said the deity in the main temple is actually the Vijay Vigraha. But the Mool Vigraha, which Brahma manifested, is within a pond there. Because he's feeling so much heat, he has to be cool. And every 40 years, he gives darshan. And when was the last time he gave darshan? In 2019. And 19 every 40 years had passed, and then he was giving darshan there. So there, it said even Indra also was cursed by Saraswati to be an elephant. So then Vishnu also appeared in the form of an elephant forest, Hastagiri. And he gave darshan to Indra and he purified him. And even it said that Gautama's disciples were cursed to become lizards. Because the Vaishnavas have spoken that history, that Gautama Rishi's disciples, they ate part of the yajna and they were very greedy and many things. So they were cursed to become lizards. So therefore in the temple there, as soon as you enter, there are two golden lizards on top. And it is said that anyone who has committed the sin of killing a lizard in their lives, because normally it's very easy to step on lizards, but it is supposed to be very sinful to kill a lizard. But if you touch those two golden lizards, you are free of that sin. And if any person has touched those two golden lizards, and if you are not able to go to that temple, but if you touch that person who has touched those two golden lizards, then you are free of that sin also, of killing lizards. So I was fortunate enough to touch those two golden lizards. So if any one of you is sinful of killing a lizard, then anyhow, you know. So those two golden lizards are there also. So this one, we saw Kanchipurna, he appeared in that place. There's one place called Poonamallee there. So Poonamallee is the place which is nearby Kanchipuram. Kanchipuram is supposed to be Tyagamandap, because Varadaraja Swami, he's always renouncing everything there. And Srirangam is considered to be Bholamandap, where so many offerings are offered. And this Tirumala is considered to be Pushpamandap, because they're offering so many flower garlands. And Melkote is supposed to be Gyan Mandap, because if you go there, you become enlightened, the seat of learning. So there, Kanchipurna was born there in a nearby place, Poonamallee. It is said that he is also named Gajendra Desiar. There, therefore, Das, they say Desiar in Tamil. So why was he called Gajendra Desiar? Because just as Gajendra would offer flowers to Vishnu, Kanchipurna would also offer flowers to Vishnu. So Vishnu himself named him that, Varadaraj Swami. And then it is said that his father, before he passed away, he gave all the property to his four sons, and Kanchipurna was the youngest. So all the brothers, they took away everything. Kanchipurna said, take everything away, no problem. But then Varadaraj Swami himself came to him in a dream and he said, don't give your property away. You keep something in my name. You can have a nice flower garden there and offer flowers to me. So he kept something there. So he decided when he would come from that flower garden to Kanchipuram, on the way he met Ramanujacharya's father. And his father said, I have no sons. You know, I had some children before, they all died. So how can I have sons? So Kanchipurna said, you perform a Putreshti Yajna on this river there, this Kaivarani river. If you perform this Putreshti Yajna, you'll have a son. And then a son was born to them there, in this, who was Ramanujacharya himself. And then, as you know, Kanchipurna, he was told by Varadaraja Swami himself to take initiation from Yamunacharya. And then he took initiation from him there. And then, because it was so difficult for him to travel back and forth from his place, from this flower garden to Kanchipuram, which Varadaraj Swami told him that, don't, you come and just stay here. And rather than making garlands for me, it is said he would even tell Kanchipurna to make which garlands to make for him. He said, just fan me, because I'm feeling so hot from this yajna. So just fan me. So he performed this service of fanning him. And then it is said that when he was performing the service of fanning him, Vishnu would speak to him the entire night. And even when everyone would be told to leave the temple, Kanchipurna, he would stay in the temple. Vishnu gave him special permission to stay even till midnight. And as soon as Kanchipurna would leave, the temple door would close on itself. And anyone who had questions, they'd ask Kanchipurna. Like some boy would ask, when will I go to Vaikuntha? Kanchipurna would ask, Vishnu say, he's going this life, because he's very simple. Kanchipurna would say, when am I going to Vaikuntha? He said, not in this life, because you never served Vaishnavas. Although you speak to me, you never serve Vaishnavas. And then Kanchipurna, he served all his god brothers, giving up his saffron cloth and wearing very simple cloth. And then finally, one day it was raining so much, his godbrother caught him wearing saffron. And then he said, what have I done? You're Kanchipurna. And then Kanchipurna said, now I'm going to Vaikuntha, because I've served Vaishnavas. So he said, speak to Vishnu back and forth. And then he decided that they didn't offer sweet pongal to Vishnu. And Kanchipurna, with his own hands, he'd feed Varadaraja Swami. And then one day they saw Kanchipurna's hands were mixed with so much pongal. And the pujaris became very angry, saying, oh, he's made the entire place impure, eating himself. And then they wanted to put him in jail. And then Vishnu himself said, if you don't believe him, then arrange for 1,000 pots of pongal. And then you'll see in one night, everything will be finished. And then they came the next morning, so everything was finished. The whole night he fed Varadaraja Swami, everything there. And then he said that one day it was raining so much that he could not even step out. And then he had one servant called Varada, Kanchipurna. He said, call Varada, Varada, come here, bring the umbrella. But Varada was sleeping. So then it is said Varadaraj Swami himself with his Sudarshan Chakra, he gave light for Kanchipurna to walk through the forest. And then Adishesh himself with his hoods, he covered Kanchipurna. And Kanchipurna was slowly walking through the forest. And then he realized it was Varadaraj Swami himself. And one day it was so hot that again he called for his servant, but servant was not there. Varadaraj Swami himself bought his own slippers and he told Kanchipurna in the form of that small boy, please wear these slippers. And he held the umbrella over Kanchipurna. And then when Kanchipurna reached home, he saw the slippers, they were marked with Kurma's emblem. And they said, these are the slippers of Varadaraj. What have I done? Then he said, no, I'm leaving Kanchipuram. Then he left Kanchipuram, then he went to Tirupati. And when he was going to Tirupati there, they were making garlands. And then Kanchipuram, as soon as he planted some small the seeds of some flowers in the ground, automatically flowers came, big flower bearing tree. And then when he offered, he was taking these garlands, one very beautiful man, he came for Kanchipurna. And then he said, can you give me these garlands? And then he garlanded him. And then when he went inside and had darshan of Venkateshwar there, Balaji, he saw Balaji was wearing the same garlands that Kanchipurna had made. So Kanchipurna, he told Balaji, can I please fan you? This is my service in Kanchipuram. Balaji said, why should you fan me? Here it is so cold. I'm surrounded by seven hills, so many waterfalls. No need to fan me. Then Kanchipurna thought, what can I do? Then he left Trumala. Then he went to Srirangam. Then he told Ranganath Swami, can I fan you? He said, no, the Kaveri is right here. I'm feeling so cold here. Why should you fan me? And then Varadaraj himself came and called Kanchipurna again. You must come back and perform all your services. So there are many beautiful histories there in South India. 108 Divya Deshams, so many very beautiful, so many temples there. Especially that is a stronghold of Sri Vaishnavism, this place there. So anyhow, Ramanujacharya's great Siksha Guru was Kanchipurna. So much is said, is to be told about Ramanujacharya himself. But as you know, time is running short. So I pray at the Lord's feet, at these great Vaishnavas. And I pray that that we also be steady in our bhakti and that we make our life successful someday.
ज्ञानमतिं गन्धस्य गणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण बंदन जा हईते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन घन सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वाभिष्ट प्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय जयाचार्य रामानुज तिरुभाग तिथि मामो सब की जय तिथि पारण करी भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे नाउ इज ऑल आर हियरिंग वैष्णव ग्लोरीज our Kali Yuga, this fourth sampradaya is very important. Telling sampradaya bina je mantraste vifala mata. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanuka Vaishnava Kiti Bhavana. Sri Rudra Vaishnava, this Madhya Ya Nimbarki. This fourth sampradaya Kiti Bhavana. Anybody this fourth sampradaya taking mantra, then they getting all benefit, yeah, benediction coming. Now is Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, one is Kshar, one is Akshar. Kshar Binashil, Akshar Abhinashi. Now, what is meaning of Akshar? Telling this world, mostly Kali Yuga, all this sound, when sabda, this all word, all sentence, everything is contaminated, jala sabda, sabda samanya. Shastra explaining like is Shankaracharya, Mayavadam Asa Shastram, Prachanam Bodham Uchyati. Mostly Shankaracharya came and making all contaminated. Sankho Patanjal, Patanjal Gautam, Karnath Vaisheshik, everybody making contaminated. Why? Sabda Brahma and Sabda Samanya. Jala Sabda, transcendental sound and this ordinary sound, very big difference. You took shelter, yeah, you follow this sabda samanya, jala sabda, shastra, yeah, anything's not manifest and not touch. So this mantra, only four sampradaya acharyas are, they are sabda brahma, they not mixed within this jala sabda, yeah, no. Karma, Gyan, Yog, yeah, Arap Siddha, Sangha Siddha, this and that with this, no mixtures. Pure Sabda Brahma is there present. So now, anybody taking this four sampradaya to Diksha, then they are following this Sabda Brahma Mayam, Guru. Guru's definition is giving Krishna himself, Tadbiddhi Pranipatena Pariprasana Sevaya, Upekdekshanti Tegyanam Gyanino Tattadasino. Without Tattadasi, Jala Sabda, Akshar, Vinashil, any sound anybody has, meaning they like. Like I'm many times explaining, people is angry with me. Oh, early morning waking, then they need his newspaper. Also, every day they opening this news. Where they have now done, they have no file, computer file. And then they turn on and then looking this news. So you like this jala sabda and jala all ordinary news. Then where is, how can coming spiritual news? Why not you turn on this spirituality for? These acharyas are conception, this sound file or voice file, this not Mayadevi's, any cultures with this no relation. No scientist, no economic, or this civics, no geography, no history, no other biology, no geology, no botany, no anything. Only Ved, Vedanta, Shastra, Upanishad. This much? No. Ramanujarja, what is he? One side is father, all Brahmins. And other side,
Goshtipurna. Goshtipurna coming. By Jamanacharya. Ramanacharya's father, sister, and Jamanacharya's disciple. Ramanuja is born, then Jamanacharya sending one disciple. You go, your brother's son is born, giving name. And also he is sending this Goshtipurna. Goshtipurna scheduled caste. He came, but Ramanuja not following anybody. He following this Goshtipurna. Why? Sabda Brahma Mayam. He is Guru Bani. And Guru's footstep followers. He not follow any other things. He and his wife, both are this village to Parambaduram, little distance, staying out of village. Acharya Ramanu is going there, meeting with them, calling them, inviting them, and giving prasadam, one hand with you distributing. They are eating and going, then their remnants is eating. His all nature and culture is all time within Sabda Brahma. And Brahma Mayam, Guru, Vaishnava Bhakta with this. Never discussing any Jal Sabda. Our collection, this world, continue. Mahaprabhu, they are telling no prajalpa. Gramyakatha, Gramyavarta, Kobuna Sunibe, Kobuna Bolibe. Mahaprabhu in Ben. But Acharya Ramanuj, ya Madhya Acharya, ya Vishu Swami, ya Nimbarka Acharya, any Acharya's life is looking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking, ya any our Goswamis you look, they are not contaminated. Fresh. So no Sabda Brahma Mayam, then where are you? I am in Maya. I am not come Guru's near. I am not come any Bhakta and Shastra's near. I am very far. So this world, this Sabda Brahma, who is bringing? Krishna giving advice 750 verses with this Arjuna Gita. Nobody hearing. Arjuna also careless, not accepting anything. They're last telling, hey, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Saranam Braja. Krishna not shy. Krishna telling direct. I left everything. You follow. Took shelter my near. Are I am your near. You are my driver. How can I took shelter you near? No. This is not good. You look at me. Follow me. I tell you, you follow me. No, Sabda Brahma. Then anything is not accepting. Krishna next telling Uddhava Gita. Uddhava, no understanding. Then telling Yoga Maitreya Rishi is near. There you understanding. He teaching in you. Arjuna for telling go, Tattvadarshi is near. Sadhu is near. He asking who is Sadhu? How understanding? Sita Pragya. Then Krishna explaining many sloka within Sita Pragya. Who is Sita Pragya? Who is Pragya? Who is Buddhi? Who is Sabda Brahma? So now his problem is, after Krishna, he is hearing Gopi Gita. How is Gopis are crying and praying. Then Krishna says, this is right. My Gita is not helpful, but Gopi Gita is helpful. Then he is distributing for this Gopi Gita, he has come. But our Acharyas, what is doing? Acharyas came from this Golok Vrindavan, but they are not distributing this anything, this ordinary. Ramanuja Sampradaya, Dibbasuri, all over, many, many. They are all thousand verses with this. They are offering, glorifying in Lord God's theories. This world, own life, you making one sloka for God? Okay, ordinary songs? Oh, my brain not working. I can't understand. But writing love letter on love for that time new words. New kya conceptions, new idea. Ah, very sweet. How are you sweet? One day, one night, midnight, one so-called Matavasi, writing letter. Gurudev is waking and going there and looking, hey, what are you doing? Why misusing in your time and your this all qualification? What are you writing? Gurudev going and stealing, looking, love letter he's writing. But see, Gurudev say, you writing for Giriraj Govardhan love letter, this is much better. So our this life, but Ramanu Sampradaya, the Dibya Suris are thousand verses with this all time glorified, like our Goswamis. Raghunatha Goswami, how many verses? Jiv Goswami, lakh verses is their writing. What are all are doing? So this, why contaminate all our? No Sabda Brahma, it is no relation. So these Acharyas are, this world, only special this four Acharya, four Sampradaya has this Sabda Brahma line. This is transcendental. This line, anybody coming, they are following this much getting benefit. After Na Vikramana Shosti, Pratyavaya Na Vidyati, Salpa Mabhi Dharmasya Trayatai Mahatu Vayat. Little bit you follow this life, this is balanced, this is not able to finish, not destroy. But increasing with interest. Next, more developing. Why this is eternal, spiritual, this tattva gyan. But this world is our vision, our reason, very bad. You look, badminton, cricket, night time complete, then no sleep coming. Then complete night front of this. And dancing, and game also. But Ekadasi kam, telling a chanting Harinam today, tonight. I am very sick, I am tired. Not possible for me. That time power where from come? Energy where from come? Not one night, many night. Therefore, Acharya Ramanu Swar say, this Ramlila, Krishna Lila, explaining, glorifying, making drama. He is opening center 108 Vishnu Tirtha, holy temple. And every early morning to evening, he is engaging all our service for. He says, my temple, my ashram, my any places, you are distributing Mahaprasad. And this Mahaprasad is Mahabani and Mahaprasad. This God sound, what God sound? This Dibya Surya Albers, how praying. What are they following? After you are tired, then God bless, God mercy. This prasadam. Who is caring? He is saying, this world, anybody, one drop of giving this, Vaikunthanath, this, Vaikunthanath, he is, never is, forget this. And he is giving you, you giving this much, he giving you forever, for life. Never will be up and stop. And also that time, you not will be contaminated. Therefore saying, your life, you something offering, one pray. Okay, you don't know pray, then you not also remembering, then you reading every day. Okay, you cannot offering anything. Okay, you taking Mahaprasad every day. No problem. So this, for Sampradaya, only this is reserved. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his all teachings is everywhere to collecting and purifying. All Sampradaya is going, meeting with everybody. Oh, you are mixing now contaminate. You are making half, quarter, lit, one third, all destroy you. What is reality? Mahaprabhu then is expressing and changing and purifying. After Mahaprabhu, or Chintabhaita Vedbad, he is starting. But Madhyacharyas, the Dasamul Siksha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur taking, and next is our this sampradaya is giving most important teachings. So this world, only that person is followers of this parampara. This is called Bhagavat Parampara. This Sabda Brahma, which is you connected, related, and continue, and then you will be Bhagavat Parampara. Otherwise, many guru coming, line is coming, but they have no idea of Sabda Brahma. They cannot follow the disciple soul. What is following? Bitter neem tree, not giving mango. So he is following this Sabda Brahma, Mahabhagavat Parampara, then is his guru and acharya. Otherwise, he is not guru and acharya. This Sokra Parampara. My son, my grandson, my grand-grandson, this is called Kula Guru. Yes, Sokra Parampara, Sokra Guru. They are not real guru. Real guru, Bhagavat Parampara, followers of Sabda Brahma. Vedbani, this is called Vedbani. This is called spiritual. This is called transcendental. Aprakito. No prakito. Prakito bani has no power. Possible siddhi or siddhi navanidhi, some people is were catching and controlling. But after, nobody practicing in life. Why? Guru not practicing? How following? Therefore, after Jamanacharya Ramanuja is guru, why? Bhagavat Parampara. He learning and complete following. Complete followers, there is God person, God followers. Half, okay, no harm. Takta sadanmam charanam bujam hari. Bhajanu apakka patitta tajadi. Ko bhavadram abdhon shakim. Bhajato apto sadarmato. No problem, little bit following. Something better. Better than nothing, but not everything. Everything when you are try to follow, then power coming, shakti coming. Nayamatma balahina no labhya. This atma, chid and sat part. But this atma, sabda brahma, your spiritual things is taking. Then he is getting power. Strong. Then no possible anybody repeating. And why he is now renounce Maya and other Shabda, other things. No connection relation. No glorify any king. No glorify any mundane people. Jai Jai Dev Goswami, why famous? All time glorify. Braj Devis, Krishnas, Chandidas, Vidyapati, why glorify? They are famous, glorify Krishna. Billamangal Thakur, all Shabda, sound, all for Krishna. Our lifetime, how much I am using for God, how much I am using for other, I am addressing everybody's, how are you, where from come, oh sweet to me, I look at you look at me, oh very nice to me, how I am sweet speaking with others. But I am sweet speaking with him. Anything I am glorify him. This is our main problems. But these acharyas, gurus are opening eyes. Prabhupada Sahasrara Thakur, you are going one person, about 2 hours speaking Harikatha. Never thinking, you are sick, I give you medicine, I give you cloth, I give you foodstuff, Mahaprabhu telling anybody, I give you some prasadam. Yeah, give me chocolate and Coca-Cola. Gurukul tea, humble. This ice cream. You know humble ice cream? New vision, humble ice cream. Meaning you eating ice cream then cooling in you. Then you will be humble. So many things this world is running, but not running Krishna glories. Nobody opening eyes, nobody teaching, nobody telling. Why wasting time? Why wasting life? Something. You reading, you speaking, Therefore, telling Jibhano Vekti Bhagat Gunanamatyam, Chetasya Nasmaruti Tacharanarabindam, Krishna Yano Namati Jat Sire Kadapi, Tanano Adamo Asado Vishnu Akrita Krityan. Now I am looking all time laptop. What doing? What looking? Which person is talking? Oh, this Dibbasuri, the Alvar, their sloka verses. You reading Mukundamala Stotra? How many? Nice, nice advice. What are they saying? Our Sampradaya Goswami is, and I'm opening you, this Sandarbhas, Priti Sandarbha, how is love for God? How transfer? How I am making relation with Him? Anything thick, now is all language with this, everything is ready. But I have no desire. Then where am I? Therefore, Acharya Ramanuj, Vaikunthi of Prabhupada Sin, Vaikunthi of Arsan, Vaikunthi of Dut. There came and everywhere distributing the nectar. Therefore, today all are is very lucky this Sampradaya's all specialties discussing for and praying for and remembering for them. Their mercy, bless is coming, then all are not going wrong way. They are catching and pulling, they are bringing good way and protecting and saving all time, distributing. They are very kind, very kind. Otherwise, life is useless. Life is going. But sadhusanga, sarvashastri koye. Law matra, sadhusanga, sarvasiddhi hai. One time, Acharya Ramanuj telling, Tulayam Lobanamopi, Nasargam na Apunarbhavam, Bhagat Sangi Sangasya, Puno ki Mutasisho. He is teaching his disciples. You are going in now Sirangam, Ramanuj Satsanga Hall. There is DT and all are sitting. Every day early morning they are coming, half an hour, 1 hour praying, kirtan, and after this sitting, there is Ramanuj all lectures, all the writing with this copper plate inside is and all. There too, founder any, one sloka, two sloka, every day they explaining. So there is sailing, Tulayam Lobanamopi, no sargam, no punarbhavam, Bhagavad Sanghi Sanghasya, Punaki Mutasisho. Oh, this. Sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarvashastri koi. Lobh matra sadhusanga, sarvashiddhi hai. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami also writing these meanings. This, going heaven, sarga, you are going brahmaloka. But, you coming back. Not possible and you are staying. And sadhusanga, sadhusar what doing? Love matra, only eyes closing and opening, this much sadhu sangha. Sadhus are taking you. Where? In Golok Vrindavan. They are away. Journey, meeting with them, you are remembering them. They are never, like Gurudev Bhagavan, Western country here and there. Bring where? Vrindavan. Not thinking much, this Vrindavan. How can I am going is my eternal world. Therefore also he is arranging all way. All time Harikatha, Harikirtan, Prasadam, Darshan, Seva. Otherwise, useless life like animal life. Many cow said, many ashram, but no Kirtan, no Harikatha, no respect any sadhus. Then what is this matter? What is this place? Slaughterhouse? Really, Aurora is now animal, slaughterhouse, very fatty animal. Now Jam Maharaj ready, sword. But this no, Vaikunthi Dutuji is relation. Nobody saving. Nobody telling. Come with me. Back to God and back to home. Your residence not here. You come with me. Sadhus are very kind. Other person not never telling. Egao gao mor Vaishnava Gosai Korunar Jalasincha Tabe Rakha Pai. The Vaishnava Bhagavat Acharya Guru Varga. They are very kind. Look at the jivas, fallen soul, how much suffering, but no brain. Therefore, why I am misusing my time? Ramachandra is telling his disciples and followers, everybody. His time, he is only finding Dibyasuri's little sloka, like 30-40 verses. Then he is asking his god brothers, oh, I am not Gurudev time and Dibyasuri is no time. Please, how can I find this sloka? How many verses writing Dibyasuri is? 40,000 sloka. See, how can I find this one? Where from coming? See, you, this is eternal. You praying, they coming and they telling in you, you writing all. One time, Acharya Ramanuj, he is gone Kashmir. Budhan, Bhashyap, bringing for Kashmir. Then Mayabadi's main center. Then he is looking, Mayabadi is stealing these books. And he is gone. And there is his, see, taking these books, library to reading. After he is thinking, this is not his Mayabadi's books, this is our Vaishnava's books, I am taking all the Basur is all, meaning, all their Vaishnava, these philosophies, I am taking. When he is taking night time and running within Sevak, but there Mayabadi just say, where gone this sadhu? Behind, going and catching and bring back. Then Ramanuj very sad. Then Ramanuj is very sad. Curious with him, asking Gurudev, what is the problem? Why you sad? Oh, they're stealing my Bodhan Bhasha. I'm thinking this is I'm translating and printing and distributing everybody the Shabda Brahma. My brothers are now stealing. Say Gurudev, no problem. You are resting night time, I'm massaging you, you're resting a little bit, that time I'm all reading. Now you writing, I'm speaking. Look, how is disciple? This is called disciple. Following discipline all. And all are disciple, so-called. All life is wasting. Sometimes I'm very disturbed and angry. I'm telling somebody, hey, why wasting time? Why not translating? But then very angry. 2-3 years, stop. Now I'm little starting. Then I'm thinking, good. But more. Doing everything, how many lectures Gurudev? How many Shastra? But not want to do anything. Then why relation with them? Who are they? Enemy? Great enemy. They are following this bhakti and transcendental Shabda Brahma, all Guru Varga. Then they are my friends. Then they are worshipable. But ordinary people has no thinking. Ordinary things doing, nothing doing. This is better, but not doing plus point, not going more than animal. Animal also learning something, parrot you telling, hey, chanting Ram Ram, he is chanting Ram Ram. But all are is more than animal, why? No control. I can control. I am doing wrong everything, but not following bhakti, any program. So Ramanuja, his life, how many books they are printing, how many translating, how many classes, Bhaktum Thakur, how much working. Our Goswami, one day I am class is telling, therefore how much disturb with me. I say, Goswami is Mahaprabhu sending, not giving rooms, no giving light, no giving fan and cooler, no giving water, no giving food stuff, no cloth. But they are all Mahaprabhu desire, everything fulfilling. Chaitanya Manavishtam, Sapaitanga and Bhutali. Now all facility, but not want to do anything. How is life then? I tell them, angry, too much fire, I can't stay temple, I am running, all time insulting me, all time smash me, all time repeat me. And look at these acharyas. How can crossing Maya? Where going? Anywhere going? Polite Patnai, Joma Chibichi. Where going? Jump going everywhere. Where hiding? But took shelter in Acharya's Guru Bhargava's, life will be successful. Million crore life is gone. This life don't wasting. Therefore, all are going. In my life, I'm going with the Brahmacharya's Parikrama. Then what doing? Going time, bus is Kirtan. Train going Kirtan. Ramayana time Kirtan. They are praying. chanting Harinam. Not 1 minute boasting. Writing. Sleeping little. Oh, so dream. Then near anybody. They're writing. Otherwise not possible. Time is 1 minute you are wasting. This is karma. And this fruit coming. Million life gone, more life going. How much suffering I am. Why not this life is changing? Carefully. Anybody's sweet talk and love is not helpful for me. Not helpful for anybody. But this Dibba Suri, Dibba Alavar, Vaikunthi Bani. Prabhupada said telling the Vaikunthi Bhatta. Therefore, Dainik Nadia Prakash, everyday news, everyday spiritual news. Printing, distributing. Look, these acharyas, how they special. All are has now, all good quality, no special. I'm thinking, I'm foolish, I have no brain. I'm not going to school, college, not writing, reading. But you are all qualified. Why not doing? Guru Maharaj giving his lot of this nectar and lot of wealth. These things, you translating, reading, distributing, people is big help coming. Tathacharya Manus, his lifetime, Sinath Muni, Jamunacharya, Dibbasuri Albar, all collecting. And after he is translating and he is distributing. Within Tamil language, not only Sanskrit. Complete Sanskrit. Tamil language for all are for poor people for, but Sanskrit language for all qualified, bona fide for. How many crosses come, cross come for his life, but he can't care. All time Bharadraj, Ranganath, Tirupatinath, Dibba, Vaikunthapuram, 108 Vishnu temple, not 1, 2. Ramanuj for one temple, the Vishnu is, all time his temple is Vishnu sleeping, right side here, left side. But one temple, Ramanuj saying, going and he's sitting. Laying and then he's sitting. After Ramanuj is going for prachar, he's walking with him, standing. So that temple you're going, down is Vishnu is laying, middle is he's sitting, top is he's standing. Ramanuj is telling, you go prachar for, not problem coming. Before they are catching kures, eyes is take out, too much disturbing, now no more disturb coming. I am with you. I am going to Sudarshan Chakra. Therefore, Ramanuj Sampradaya Panchatatik Diksha. That time, all disappears for Panchatap. Sudarshan Chakra, heating one like copper Chakra Sudarshan and giving his body, burning. Sudarshan print is here, never going out. No like tittu-bittu. This is strong. Panchatap. So, tap is not everything. What is everything is this Sabda Brahma. These things, all time thinking. Then, Dibba Suri with his relation. I am following there one word, then I am there near. Complete day you remembering, therefore telling, Dhyato, Adrito, Ba, Anumodito, Ba, Anupadito. Srimad Bhagavatam for telling, Dhyato, Adrito, Anumodito, Anupadito. Anyhow, one verse, half, half quarter, little, little, complete day, one time remembering you, memorizing. Much better for you. Then you are within spiritual world and within Dibba Suri, within Bhagavad Parshad. But I can do, I am doing Dibba Srajani Abol Tabol Pachal Padite Paro, Tahara Bhitari Kokhono Pekanoke Govinda Bolite Naro. Therefore, you chanting Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, continue. But mantra chanting, no helpful. No sadhusanga. Sadhusanga what? Samyakrupano gamanam. Sadhusar what saying? I am trying to follow in my life, practicing for my life. Then sadhusanga. Samyakrupano gamanam. I am trying to follow. Then is life. Good life. So this acharya's life story. How are doing Madhyacharya? Look. childhood too? Follow anybody families? Follow any others? Shastra. Aitariya, Taitariya, Chandogya, Prasna, Mandukya, Mandukya, all Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, all Shastra. After Gopal for Nuni Stotra, Dadas Gopal Stotra not only, how many Stotra? How many books? This is his life. Then I am Sabda Brahmamayam. Then no more contaminate. Then no possible anybody touching and catching Maya. What is Maya? Niyaya anayati Maya. Nothing. Then I am thinking, am I? Then is Maya. But nothing, this word. But spiritual things. So now I am speaking, then it's going, how many life I don't know. But it's now is arati time over. Tomorrow, Varadeva Pairs Day, Varada Adasi. Also Ekadasi, Vishnu Sinkal Jog. Yeah. Next day Nityananda Raidasi, one day after. So also tomorrow, I like to early coming everybody, but coming all are like is, I am coming, then one by one coming. This is like his duty, fashion. Before come, then Harikatha for time. After you coming, 1 hour after, half an hour after, oh, I am very busy. Why? I am now lizard. Maharaj telling, two lizard touching, then sense is going. Then now two lizard were from coming, sense how can going. Therefore sinful people, down sinful activity. Then Harikatha no taste. Also Kirtan. Temple coming, then is too much pain. In room, then I'm happy. Closing door, then my friends, many there. But here nobody, no friends. Krishna with no friendship, then how can I meeting within Krishna, sitting within Krishna? Early come, then early class. Also, long time Harikatha. This is good for us. Gaur Pramanande.